hot basement's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It's nice.
Do you go there when it storms?
I'm not afraid. I've never gone there in a storm.
Did you have a place? Do you have a place out in the yard that you used to go?
No, we never did go in a storm. I never have seen it. If I see a tornado, I'd go down in the basement. Mm-hmm. I think I would be safe down there in the southwest corner of the basement. Uh-huh. But I've never seen a tornado here. I have seen them off a distance. Mm-hmm. But we've never been... it did pick up our barn. We had a big barn there where that red dirt is. Uh-huh. Recently, I've had had a bulldozer take that cement away.
Oh.
That was a big barn like this one out here. It just one night, it just took every bit of it and took it right off and broke off trees that's 3 feet thick.
My goodness.
Yes, a tornado. And took the roofs off our hen house.
Hmm.
But it didn't hit the house. I was just ready to go out and close the chicken house when that tornado came. I heard it crack.
Hmm.
Well, that's the nearest it ever came to us. We've worked hard. See, my husband just had... He had 3 mules and 4 horses when we married. And then 11 head of milk cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And we milked those cows and separated the milk and made butter. Made butter for 3 years.
And got chips.
Yeah, I got butter chips for them. We couldn't ever get money.
What chickens did you keep in the chicken house?
We sold lots of eggs. We had white leghorn chickens.
Did they all stay in the chicken house?
Oh well, we'd let them out. We'd put them in there at night, you know.
How about the ones if they had little chicks?
Well, we had incubators and we raised them by the thousands.
Oh.
We hatched our chickens in incubators.
Oh, I see.
We had a 1,000 egg incubator in the basement. We hatched our own chickens. We worked real hard.
Did your parents do it that way too?
Yes, although they had hens. My mother had hens. She hatched hers under hens in those days. But after we married, my mother got an incubator.
I was just wondering, when they used hens, if they had a special little house that they put them in when the chickens were out.
Yeah. Yes, they had little runways for the hen with her chickens.
Were these called anything special, these little houses?
Coops.
Yeah.
Chicken coops, yeah, chicken coops.
And then the difference between that and the chicken house.
Yeah,
huh?
little coops, and I raised turkeys that way, too.
Huh.
Of course, we hatch our turkey eggs and let the chicken hens hatch them.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever let the turkey hen hatch them. We keep her laying.
Uh-huh.
And I quit raising turkeys on account of the wolves. The cows comes and gets them. I've just got 22 hens now, and since I'm here myself.
That's a lot of hens to take care of.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of eggs that can pile up, too.
Well, my children, it comes in and gets eggs. They like to come home and get eggs.
Where do you keep your canned goods now? If you put up peaches and things like this?
We set them in the basement. It's cool down there.
Do houses around here have a little room specially built for that?
Pantry?
Uh-huh.
No, we know that they're cooler. Set them in the basement. Usually put them in the basement.
Uh-huh.
They don't freeze in there.
Uh-huh. Do you have any, you mentioned that you put your things up in the attic. Do you have a room that you put things that you don't use in?
No, we just put everything up there in the attic, and it usually it's not sealed up there, and it gets very dusty. I'd like it to be sealed. I think, at this late day, it's not necessary.